This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon? He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back to our program, Know Your Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, we are studying the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe me, experience this. The more you know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see the reflection in your personality. You will see and taste the real faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see the change in your personality. When you pray in a meaningful way. When you do sujood and say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, you will feel, you will understand, you will comprehend that you are prostrating to one. You are prostrating to one who is Al-A'la. He is the Most High. You are prostrating to the one who is Al-Qadir, All-Powerful. You are prostrating to the one who is Al-Muqtadir, who is the prevailing one. You are prostrating to the one who deserves your prostration. There is none on the face of the earth that deserves our prostration. This forehead, it should not bow down to anyone except Al-A'la, except Allah. And this you can confirm. You can understand, you can realize, you can comprehend, you can actually see when you know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will have a change, a positive change in your personality. It is you who need to begin that change, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change a person. A nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change a nation unless they change themselves. It is a time, my brothers and sisters. It is the time, my brothers and sisters, that we need to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to seek His help. We need to worship Him in a purest form. We need to make sure that we do not have any polluted beliefs. Look at the condition. Look at the condition around us. People are suffering. They are being humiliated. They are going away. What is the cause? We do not know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not comprehend. We do not know and understand the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know who is Al-Qadir mean. Who we don't know who is Allah, who is Al-Qahhar, who is Al-Qahir, who is Al-Quddus. We lack the understanding of knowing Him well. As a result, we're facing humiliation. Our personalities are not changed. Though we say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Though we testify this great shahada, this testimony of faith, we're not getting the taste of our faith. Where is the taste? Where is? It is in the understanding, comprehending the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Mawla. Al-Mawla is another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Mawla means the helper, the protector, the friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is giving this attribute, this name to Him, so that we may have that relationship, we may have that connection, we may have that expectation that there is our Mawla, there is our Mawla whom we can approach anytime. You don't have to take an appointment. It is not your boss. It is not your client. It is not somebody whom you have to take appointment and wait till that person comes, Allah, our Mawla, our helper, our protector is always there for you. He gives appointment to all his creation all at once. It is simple for him. He is our Mawla. He is our helper. He is our protector. Go to him. Strengthen yourself. You're not going to get any support. You are not going to get any help, any power, any sustenance, any compassion, any mercy, no satisfaction from anyone except our Mawla. Our Mawla is there to help us, to protect us, to have compassion with us, to give us what we want. It is we who need to get up, wake up, and call, Ya Mawla, help us. Help us in our times of ease. Help us in our times of difficulty. And help us to overcome the challenges which are happening with us, the difficulties that are happening around us with our brothers and sisters. Ask Mawla for help and protection. It is He who will grant you the protection. It is He who will help you. It is He who will support you. If you want to make a friend, make Allah as your friend. Wallah, there is no better friend than Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Mawla. Among the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhaymin. Al-Muhaymin is the one who is the dominant one. He is the dominant one. There is no one who has the right to dominate anyone if it goes against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one on the face of the earth who have got that skill, that strength, that capacity to dominate anyone except Al-Muhaymin. He is the one who is the dominant one. He is the one who dominates his creation the way he wants, the way he decreed, the way he wants. He can dominate his creation because he is the one who created this creation. He dominates that. Still, having these many beautiful names and perfect and ultimate attributes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind to us. Is it not a great mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us the glorious Quran? The glorious Quran to reflect, to ponder, to understand, to study who Allah is. Is it not a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger for all of us? He was sent as a mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did favor on us. In all sense, He has done a favor on us by sending Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who explained who Al-Mawla is, who Al-Muhaymin is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has done a greatest favor on us by sending Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that He may teach and explain to us who Allah is. And He has given him this last testimony, the final book of guidance, the glorious Quran, in which we find these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the authentic teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him. We have to look all these names and attributes, study them. Make sure that you take benefit of your faith. And when can we take the benefit of our faith? When we are able to understand essentially, elementary, basically, who is Allah. It is not in our scope to define from ourselves who Allah is. It is our Mawla. It is our Allah who will explain us and who had explained. The more we know Him, the more we love Him. The more we have the knowledge of the names and attributes of Allah, the more we become close to Him. We love Him. We understand Him. We try to contemplate Him. And we always yearn to meet Him. To meet Him. And for that, we, the people, the slaves of Allah, have to ponder, reflect, memorize, understand, and call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these perfect attributes. With these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us His names for us to call Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with this we end our session from Surah Araf, Surah number 7, ayah number 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belong the most beautiful names. So call Allah by using these names. Keep remembering and keep practicing by calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these beautiful names and see the change in your lives. With this, we end this episode. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
He's Allah Almighty. Who forgives us when we commit many sins?
Allah Almighty.
Who looks down on us? Tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you'd shout it to Him out loud.